Okay, you're very welcome back. Joined in studio now by Jared Locke from Letterkenny. He is, just released his latest pop video. Is it pop video? I don't know. I feel so old now.
Yeah, you can say pop video, music video, pop promo. Yeah.
Maybe I should have said it dropped yesterday. I noticed all the young ones are saying things are dropping and landing. But Jared, this is your 11th piece of work. Tell us who you collaborated with on this. And it was shot locally too, wasn't it?
It was all shot in Letterkenny locations. Like, it actually turned out to be a great location as the new courthouse, because I found out that it was completely lit up at night. So it looks like we lit it. It looks like we've have it immaculately lit. It looks like we've got a great budget, great production values. Nothing of the sort. I was just... you know, just took the opportunity, and then we filmed the Regional Cultural Centre, which is lit up very green, and it was right beside it. And just in around Letterkenny, using locations that we're used to seeing, but kind of using them in a clever way.
Well, that's what I was going to say, and I have to put my hands up. I haven't had an opportunity to see it myself, but this isn't not necessarily something Bold Fulcher are going to be putting out, is it, or Fulcher Ireland? It's not a promotional video for the area, or would it have that effect?
No, it's not to do with any tourist board running, but at the same time, I mean, it's got locations well like the Warehouse Bar, which I think is a great, very well designed bar.
I agree.
And it's in it, and I think at the same time, people do watch these things and they say, "Where is that shop? Where is that bar?" So I do believe it does help. You know, people do travel to other countries to locations of where their favourite movie was shot, so it does help, yeah.
Now, as it relates to the collaboration, how did they get in contact with you? This is Electro Kill Machine. They're a British band. Did you know them in the past? Had they seen your work, or how did you come to work with them?
I'd made a feature film called Night People.
And, that's right, you were talking to us about that, yeah.
And because of such a very low budget, I couldn't afford to pay any bands to, you know, the usual thing is you pay them thousands to get the rights to the song. So what I did was I put out an ad for new up-and-coming bands, if they'd like, electronic bands, mind you, if they want to contribute their music to the film, it would just appear in the film, so it would, you know, help their profile as well. And Electro Kill Machine was one of them, who very kindly gave us two songs, and one of them being Warped, which I thought was terrific. I thought it was very commercial, very a real potential, had a potential kind of future, you know, electronic classic song, probably. So I was very impressed with it. So in a way, this is... we always meant to do this video for it. We just didn't get around to it on both sides. But we got around to it now. And this was a way of paying them back for very kindly letting me put it in my movie.
But isn't that a great way to operate too? Because, you know, as you say, budgets are tight for filmmakers. Budgets are tight for musicians, you know, until you really sort of start making it commercially viable. So it's a fantastic way to be working.
Yeah, I thought it was an unusual idea, but I thought, well, you know, it was worth a shot. And sure enough, there's about, I think there were seven different songs in the film, and they were all very good.
Were you happy with how the film was received beyond our last conversation?
Well, generally the reviews were good, but I do had a lot of misgivings that we could only get it shown in two cinemas, and a lot of cinemas in the country, it was definitely a no, and a no, they wouldn't even look at the film. And
did you feel, even to get it shown in the two cinemas, you, it was almost like going cap in hand, almost, as opposed to maybe saying, let's support some sort of indigenous filmmaking?
I would just say that I was very angry that in a lot, not just with cinemas, but also media as well, don't expect any kind of help or support because you're Irish.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's a case of, well, there's no one famous in the film. It isn't based on a best-selling novel. You're not famous. It's not based on a comic book. So good luck to you, and you know. So it's that's what it's about.
It's a chicken and egg. You know, how do you get famous? How do you get successful? How do you sort of get your product out there if there is not that working relationship to begin with? If you look at the bigger picture, wouldn't it be better for organisations and outlets and cinemas to be there at the start of the ride rather than sort of jump on? it later on.
But, right? I mean, I'll give you an example, Greg. I sat down in a meeting with a cinema manager, and he said, looked me in the eye and says, listen, Jared, Irish people aren't interested in Irish films unless a fuss has already been made about it in Britain or America. I don't agree with that.
Mm.
I think it's cynical. I think it's nonsense, because then a film came along called The Young Offenders, which did very well.
Some people's top film of last year.
Yeah, I think that's an excuse, because I think it's an excuse that, in a strange sort of way, some of us, we don't want to help our own or take a chance. It's, you know, I think the thing that's always about the box office, you're taking a chance. Most times, you're rolling the dice with any movie. That's the truth of it. And it's, you know, so it's a bit scary, but...
Well, look, I mean, there's no doubt cinemas are losing money on some films that tanked at the box office. That's where the whole terminology comes from.
Yes.
So, you know, just because something is coming from overseas, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be commercially viable.
Absolutely.
So now this music video making, this is your 11th filmmaking. Have you fell out of love with filmmaking on a scale that you would want to see it released in cinemas, etc.?
No. I'll never be out of love with filmmaking or films. It's just maybe the business side of things that maybe I had too much to do with last year, and maybe saw too much and heard too much, and maybe a reality check about
it. Well, is it possible, as we've seen with music, and we discuss it quite a lot in this program, that, you know, people release their own stuff online, you know, through the likes of YouTube, Vimeo, and Dailymotion, and all the rest of them, and that's probably the way to go. Let something become a viral success and cut out the middleman, so to speak, because that's how you get the attention then, don't you, when they start saying, oh, well, our audience is switching, you know. But then again, I know you did mention about your film that it was really needed to be seen on the big screen. I seem to recall you saying. Mm. So it's.
But even what you're saying there, that I think things going viral is more of a rarity.
Mm.
And I think, you know, I mean, if I was a band, I think you do, you know, you need the support of a label, because they're going to have connections with the media.
Yeah.
They're going to get you onto radio shows, on the TV shows, so you can put the word out. You know, if people haven't heard of you, you haven't a chance to know. That's the same with filmmakers. It would help if you still have the traditional connections in the industry to help you get your message out.
Right, so just finally then, Electro Killer Machine. You have an interest in electronic music
yourself.
Then, obviously, because, you know, that's what you wanted the genre to be making film for.
Yes, I love it. Love it. Absolutely love electronic music. Yeah, don't ask me why, I just always respond.
Well, music is like that.
Yeah, it is.
So how do people see it then? I'm sure people want to see it.
Well, it's on YouTube now, so just type in Electro Kill Machine Warped. Or if you fancy seeing it on a big screen, it'll be on at Eclipse Cinema in Lifford for 1 week, and it'll be screened before T2 Trainspotting.
Okay. Well, probably fits in quite nicely with that, too.
Yeah, because it's the music video is, shall we say, for an older audience.
Mm.
So it's just, you know, I certainly wouldn't want, you know, kids watching, because there is a little bit of blood and gore. I mean, the song's called Warped. It was a done thing. The video's going to have to be a little bit dark.
Okay. Well, listen, best luck in the future. I'm sure we'll chat again, Jared.
Thank you, Greg.